fill in the blank question.
Okay.
This job is more what than I thought it would be?
Fun.
Fun?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, it. I guess I don't think it's really anything that that I didn't expect it to be. I think there's some things that you do on a daily basis that you don't really know about before you have an opportunity to be in this position. But I think the day-to-day challenges and the day-to-day focus on the opponent and the off-season with the draft and free agency and your mini camps and all that stuff. I mean, it's pro football, and you know, I've been through it as an assistant and going through it this year, very similar to what I was used to, except, you know, you're the one setting the schedule, making those decisions about times and those kind of things. So it's you know, it's a lot of fun. I'm privileged to be with the staff I have and the group of players that I come to work with every day. So that always makes this job fun.
Do you ever find yourself glancing, noticing what other first-time NFL coaches are doing?
You mean like
Haley,
or how they're choosing to do things, or
just, yeah, all of it?
I don't really have a lot of time to do that. I mean, I know we've, you know, Todd and had the opportunity to play, you know, a few of them, play another one next week. And, you know, I just think it's, you know, it's, everybody's different. We're all different. We run things differently. We do things differently on the field. We try to win games different ways. But I think you admire that about each coach and each staff and each organization in this league, not necessarily just the first time. Guys, I think it's, you know, we're all in the same boat at some point, whether we're new or we've been doing it for a long time, and we're all trying to get the same results from our teams.
Josh, the commissioner yesterday with the new concussion rules, how do you feel about the rule that came down starting this week, and is there any concerns about players maybe lying about stuff, not wanting to come on games or practices?
I mean, that's something that I'm not sure anybody can control. That if they, you know, if they can somehow fake that they don't have a concussion, which is probably very difficult to conceive, then that's for them. But I, you know, look, we're all for the player safety and the health of our team and our players, and nothing's more important than that. So we don't want any of our players playing when they're in danger of suffering an injury that could be more severe. And we've had a couple instances this year, and I think our medical staff and our trainers and our players have really communicated well with one another, and we've handled those situations appropriately. And I think the ruling is just, you know, obviously geared at trying to make sure that every player that has any kind of a head injury is safe before they go back out there on the field, and we all agree with it.
In your time since you've been a coach, 2001, have you noticed that there is more concern about, it seems to me like it kind of changed a couple years ago, started 2 years ago.
You're talking about the concussions?
Yeah. It wasn't.
I mean, it's hard for me to, I don't know statistically if there's more or less, or, you know, I think there's been some high-profile players and high-profile situations where concussions have certainly been a big focal point. But I think it goes back to, you know, ultimately trying to do the best thing you can for the health of your players, and trying to also, if there's anything that we're doing on the field that is, you know, lends itself to more concussions, leading with our head or whatever that may be. You know, the wedge rule on the kickoff return, I think that was due in part to, you know, some severe concussions that were suffered as a result of that. So, you know, I think anything that the league can do and that we as coaches can do to help our players be safer on the football field, I think we're going to try to do it. And whether it's because there's more or less, I don't know the answer to that question. But
yeah, I was meaning more like, it didn't seem like it was unusual for guys to go back in the game after they suffered a concussion.
It's always been the same.
It seemed like they are going back in.
Well, it's always been the same wherever I've been, it's always been the same, which is it's got to be, there's got to be a you know, a very thorough medical examination of the player, then an examination with a coach to make sure that the guy actually does know, you know, what's going on. And, you know, because if there's any kind of red flag, you know, between the people that are evaluating the player, then he's not going to go back in the game. And that's kind of been the policy where I've been at, and it's what we would do here. We certainly don't want to be playing with a player who's at risk. And if that's not the case, then, you know, that's for the medical people to decide. And then the coach can help you with the evaluation of just determining whether he's, you know, coherent and, you know, all the things with the game plan and all that stuff that go into it. So we'll always try to do the best thing in the interest of the player. Yeah, Russ has played well, and doing what we thought he would do. You know, playing physical, and he's done a nice job over there. And we're going to continue going in that direction, and you know, we'll always evaluate everything as we go. But he has done a nice job.
Statistically, your running statistics have been pretty good in the last few weeks. Is that coincidental to the move, or has that helped in that regard?
You know, I think there's a lot of things we're doing better in the running game, you know, the last few weeks. And I don't think it's one player. It certainly is not one player. I think anytime you're doing well in the running game, there's a lot of people that have to do their jobs well. You have to run the football well. The quarterback's got to get you in the right play, you know, when you're giving them an opportunity to do that. So I would not attribute that to one person, certainly. And we did have good days running the football prior to that move, too. So it's certainly not just a one-person thing.
Back when you were hired, even, you talked about improving special teams. How would you grade that at this point? How was your special teams?
You know, I think there's been definitely games where we've done very well in controlled field position in the kicking game. I think that, you know, some of our coverage units have really played very well throughout the course of the year. I mean, we're getting really good play from our gunners. I think we've covered, for the most part, covered well on our kickoff team, you know, and kicked the ball, you know, well. Prater's had a good year in terms of kickoffs and field goals for the most part, and then we made the change at punter. So that always takes a little bit of time to get used to our philosophy, and I think Mitch is doing better each week with trying to put the ball where we ask him to put it and letting our guys go down there and cover. You know, have had some good returns, and then had some days where we haven't returned the ball quite as well. So I think that we feel like we have an opportunity to win the kicking game each week with what we're doing and who we're playing with, but it's a matter of going out there and executing well that day. And there's definitely been days we've done it, and there's been days where we've played against some teams that outperformed us in the kicking game. And this week's going to be huge because I don't know if we're going to play a team with you know, that wins field position quite the same as Kansas City does. Their punter is certainly one of the best, maybe of all time, and does a great job of changing field position. And we've got to do a good job of trying to limit that. And we can't let them swing the whole field, you know, in one play. And if that happens, it usually doesn't bode well for you.
One more? Outside or a bubble today?
Outside. Sunny. You got it.